Kalim Perches Mishnah Dal Kederu Shehin Nisuna Batanur. Kederu, you have a pot that's in the Avir of a Tanur. This is really a hemshich of the halacha that we had of Kli Shenosim Batanur Sheyesh B'Sheretz above. Hasheretz B'Tanur HaKederu Tor. The Sheretz is in the airspace of the Tanur. The Kederu is Tahiru. Why? This is the halacha that we pointed out numerous times now. She'en Kli Cheres Metame Kalim. The Kli Cheres is not Metamechem. That means that the Kedera is Tor because the Sheretz is Metame the Tanur. Pasuk says, V'kol Kli Cheres HaShiripo Mehem Al Toichoi. K'el HaShe B'Toichoi Yitmo V'Oitze Sishboiru. But then the Pasuk doesn't speak out only K'el HaShe B'Toichoi Yitmo. V'kol Ha'ichel HaShe Yochel HaShe Yoveh Elav Mayim Yitmo. So it's only oichel umashke. It's mefarad. So memela, that tells us that kelim nat. The understanding of that is that the sheretz, even though it transmits tumah ba'avir, it doesn't consider as touching directly the kli. Which if a kli touches a sheretz, of course it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Over here we look at it that the sheretz is metama the tanur. And the tanner is metama the kli, doesn't become a sheni. Hoya by mashke tefeach. If inside the kedera there's enough moisture, tefeach al manas la tviach, nitma, the mashke is considered a dava mashke that does mekabel tuma from the sheretz. Vitima, then the mashke is metama the kedera. The mashke becomes a sheni. Hareze oimer, that's kilu the kedera is saying to the mashke. This is a famous expression of Chazal. Kilu the kedera's sharp line to the mashke is mitamecho. The tanner which is mitame, you loit timuni. Doesn't have the kerch to be mitame me. Ve'ato, you only got the tumor from the tanner timesoni. It's kilu the kedera is being matmiya on the kli. Sakapella. The Tanur can't transmit Kli to the can't transmit Tuma to the Kli, but it's Metame the Mashke, and the Mashke can be Metame the Kli. Sakapella, but it's Xeridabana of Tumas Mashke. By the way, when you look in the Sugi and Shabbos, Kuflam and Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says very clearly that you have to break down this Chiddush, this din, into two. Din one is the Gemara's Medayik in the Pasuk that the Sheretz in the Avir of the Kli Cheres is Metame, not a Kli Shebetoyche, only the Oichel, only the Kli itself. So the first Loshna of the Gemara is that we don't say that Sheretz is Keman Dimoli Tumah Bekulei. We don't say it's as if the Sheretz fills up the whole Avir of the Kli Cheres with Tumah, and it's as if it touched the oichel that's there. That's step number one. Because if it would be kilu, it's touching everything, then it would be mitame kelim. L'moshul, l'gabi tumas meis, we do say it's kemad demalia. That's going to be one of the big principles in Maseches Oilus. Idea number two is we need exeris hakosuf that ain kelim nitmon alami avatumo. So you need both for this halacha, and then you have the dinder abonu, like we said, with the chiddush where paradoxically it doesn't make sense, but that's the exeris derabon. Mishnehe, Tarnagol Shabolo as Hasheretz. Tarnagol's alive. V'nofal lavir atano. The Tarnagol, the chicken, falls into the avir atano with a dead Sheretz in its stomach. Now it's important to note, we're talking about that he swallowed the Sheretz, and the Sheretz hasn't been decomposed yet, it didn't fall apart. If the Sheretz fell apart, if it was chewed up, that's why it says Shabolo, he didn't chew it. If it was chewed up, then it's not a piece of sheretz that's metame. So he swallowed a whole sheretz. The sheretz is dead. Swallowed a whole mouse, and then he fell into the aviyat tanur. We still see the sheretz as a zach that's metame, but there's a halacha that tuma blua is not metame. This is exes hakosuf. The pasuk that we just quoted. V'chol kli ches hashiipol mehem al toichoi. The din of Avir is metame. Kol hashe b'toyche yitma. So the Chazal Darshan, that from the word said, that says, asheyipo mehem, it's mehem is memayit, not all cases, not all things that fall in el toichoy ametame. If the sheretz is balua in something else, and that's the way it fell to the avikliches, it does not transmit tumah. There's a tumah balua in the metame. You have Rashi and Nida that talks about it. Kimisha ain't no Rashi says. However, the din of balua is not just because it's not visible. It has to be that the tarnagol is alive. The mess, if the tarnagol itself died when he fell into the tanur, possible the tanur was hot. So on impact, the tarnagol died. Now the sheretz shebemeyov is still a dover sholem, and it has a koyach to transmit tumor. The sheretz is not considered tumor balua. The tanur becomes tamei. On the etzim din of tumah balua over here, which is a sugya that, like we said, it's discussed in Nida, there's a sugya in Chulin about it. If somebody swallows a machat, it's also not mekabel tumah, and it's also not metame. Tumah balua ain't metame, and it's also not mekabel tumah. So there's a gishmak akasha, because there's a sugya in Chulin dafayin aleph, and the sugya brings tumah balua. And the Gemara, when it wants to bring a makor to tumah balua, brings a Mishnah in Mikvois, Perek Yud, Bola, Tabas, Tmeya, Toivu, Vaychutrumosre, Kiveger, over there, says Kedaka Bakadish in a few words. Ayin Kelim Perekhes Mishnah. What does he mean to say? Kiveger, when he says Ayin, doesn't mean to say Ayin, he means to ask something. Kiveger means to ask a Pashto Kasha. Why would the Gemara, to show a Makor for Tumah Balua, have to show a Mishnah Mikvois, which is almost towards the end of Seder Tayas? The beginning of Seder Tayas, in Kelim Perkes, Mishnah, hey, our Mishnah. Why would our Mishnah not be a Makor for Tumah Balua there? So this famous raid, which is said in a few different Eifanim, it's the raid is in Sefer Mishnah Sirbaran, for Baron Kotlon, Tyrus, Simon Lamed Gimel. We'll use one Nusach. You're talking that the din of the Mishnah by us wouldn't suffice to be mitaher in the sugin chulin. Why? The din by us is a din of something being in the same toich in a klicheres to be mitama de tanur. You're talking that the din of tumah balua means that it's called it inhabits a different toich. It's not in the same toich. We're busy with this from the beginning of the perek. When is it called in the toich? You have a kli that's divided into two. Is it called in the same toich? Is it in a separate toich? Toich toichoi. Might you talking that the din of our Mishnah is only a din klapi that? But who says that's not called? If you pick up something, you pick up a personal marshal that has a sheretz, he swallowed a sheretz, you pick up a person, is that called transporting mago masa, the tumah balua? You're talking. The sugi in chulin is that din, so that needs a separate makar, and that's a further reach of the hafko of tumah balua. Again, we pointed out before that the loshin of the shal is the loshin is a Rashi. In one place Rashi says the loshin, which could mean that that's not called coming into contact with. Rashi in Chulin Dafayin Aleph says a bigger loshon. Harehi kimi ukeles. It's as if the tumah balua doesn't exist anymore. It's as if it's not there. So if it's not there, then it's not metame even b'mago maso. Lav dafki, you have a makar from our Mishnah, so that's why we need the Mishnah in Mikvois. That would be the Gishmak HaTeretz says Kasha. As far as the din of v'meis tomei, that tumah balua is only when it's a nefesh bal chai, but not when it's a dead person or a dead animal. One nusach that achronim use is that maybe tumah balua, the word is because it's mukelas, we just quoted the Lashna Rashi, it's bottled to the bal chai. It's only on a bal chai. Mashenkin, once the sheretz, well, I'm sorry, once the tarnagol's dead, it's a piece of meat. That's for sure, that's not bottled klapi, a piece of meat, the sheretz. Melo. That's why tumah balua is not nitzel when it's not in a balchai. One. A second nusach could be, is that tumah balua, not because it's kemandaleso, tumah balua, the balchai is choitzit, so to speak, to the transmission of the tumah. You're talking that that's only when it's something which is not shaykh to the parasha of tumah. Balchai is not shaykh, the whole mitzvah of tumah is not shaykh on a balchai. Mashenkin, on a person that's dead, or on an animal that's dead, there's a hemshech of tumah, there's kabbalah's tumah. If there's kabbalah's tumah, it's also not choytzit. Those would be the two nuschois. The whole arichus in Mishnah Sirbaran, the simon that we said before, simon lamigimel has a whole arichus over here on a rivet in Teres Kohen. Mishnah Tyrus has another discussion over here, which goes to an Elyer Rabba over here, the Goin in Mishnah Yud, that talks about Tuma Balu, it's mashma over here when it was swallowed. He swallowed the Tarnagol, swallowed the Sheretz. What happens if it's only in the mouth of the Tarnagol? Didn't swallow it yet. Maybe Balu is only when it goes down the digestive system. That's what it sounds like. It sounds later on, however, like it's Befiv, that any Balchai that's holding something in its mouth has a din of balua. Chutz min ha'odom de lechosh of balua ela b'meo. That's what Azosh Teit Nel Yerabu. So Mishnah's Tyrus brings Raid over here that be'etzem, it's tak only tum balua when it disappears into the animal's digestive system, being held in a mouth not. However, when a mouth of a balchai is closed, that being enclosed is no different than something that's in a kli that has on it a screw top at tzomet psil. The din of tzomet psil is a basic idea that when something is sealed, it's not called, the thing that's in a sealed jar is not called in the space. It's really a din legabe tumas space. We'll see more in Ohelus. But it's nagei over here also. The being in a mouth of a balchai is no worse than being in a sealed jar. That nikuda would only be true by a balchai. By an odom legabi the din of being choitzitz, to be called a tzomet psil, you wouldn't have. Why? Because there's a klal, kol she'eni choitzitz, betumas, tumas mace, and an oil, also is not choitzitz within a tzomet psil. A person becomes tumas mace. An animal, a cat, if it goes into a house with a dead body inside, the cat's not mekabel tumah. So the mouth of a cat, if it's sealed tight, could be a heck of, could be a choitzitz of tzomet psil. Mashenkin, the mouth of a person, a mouth of a person is not mekabel tumah. L'chayr, by the way, you would have to add the mouth of a yid, not the mouth of a goy. A goy is not mekabel tumah. I haven't seen that, but l'chayr, that's where it should have to come out. The Mishnah finishes off. Asheret shenimtzo betanu, hapas shebesoichoy, whatever food, bread, is techatanu. Becomes a shniyo, it becomes a sheni lutum, not a rishon, which is the din. Sha'atanu tchila. The tanu is what's mekabel tumah, which is the whole hesber of the din, the way we just explained it now.